Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Just say one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on this evening, praise God. We want to say God bless to each and every one of you. I see you out there, Brother Mark. I see you out there, Brother Eddie. Praise God. I see you out there, sister. I see you out there. Praise God, those out there in East Korea. Praise God, those out there in Germany, West Germany. Those are out there in Canada. Praise God. We thank you for those that are listening in on David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I am Elder David Ambrose Shaw. Praise God. And we come before you on this day to continue forth with the awesome anointed reading of God's holy word out of the King James Version. Praise God. And currently, we are in the book of Isaiah. Amen. But first and foremost, we always want to truly give God, hallelujah, all the praise, all the honor, all the glory for being God all by himself. God is the creator of all. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's on the present. Amen. He's all powerful. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere. Amen. A secret cannot be held back from God, the creator who's above all and is in all. Amen. Praise God. And we want to thank God, truly giving him all praise, honor, and glory for who he is. But then I also would like to honor my awesome, wonderful bride, my queen, my better half, my other part of me that makes me whole. And that's my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Praise God. She's been coming with an awesome study, praise God, of the night and the light. Amen. Darkness and the light. Living your life in the light. Amen. Letting that light shine. Amen. So that all men can see, praise God, and recognize, praise God, the glory in the Spirit of God that's in your life. Amen. We try to look for God as some kind of hocus pocus, some kind of magical type of situation of healing you. But the point is we need to recognize that God has all power until we learn, praise God, to let go and let God, as I myself had to learn to bring forth a commitment and to rededicate myself even more so unto God, bringing forth that of a covenant, hallelujah, come on somebody, a covenant to my eyes so I don't sit and look at someone longer than I need to. Come on somebody. I also have to take a covenant on my language and how I speak and talk so I don't speak profanity or unnecessary, inappropriate words because I get angry. Can I talk about it? I'm going to share with you on today, praise God, that the Spirit of God is powerful, and it's through that that allows me to be a man. And the only way, praise God, to truly be a man in the name of Jesus is one who follows after the ordinance and the direction of God, the Creator, that we as men have a responsibility to have a relationship first and foremost with God, the Creator, in the name of Jesus. And then from that, our wives can follow us and walk with us, and we can help to uplift and establish our wives as we become one, because that's what marriage is, the joining together of a man and a woman to be able to use the gifts and talents and treasures that God had given each individual for the betterment so that God can get the glory. You see, it's not all about just us. It's about God getting the glory. A man truly is a man if he's in order and in line and in alignment with the word of God. I have to be that man of God that follows the ordinance of being righteous in the eyesight of God. How can I have my wife follow me if I'm not righteous in the eyesight of God? But now as we walk righteously in God's eyesight, praise God, where we are in alignment and doing that which is correct in his word and what's correct in his righteousness, not allowing my eyes to wander, not allowing my language to falter or change, and keep studying thy word to show thyself approved unto God. The Bible says a workman need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. This is where we are on today. My commitment and my love towards my wife is awesome. It's wonderful. It's great because that love I have towards my wife is loving her as Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church. And what man would disrespect and do wrong to himself? But the word of God lets us know that we have to treat our wives as we treat ourselves. I love my wife, and it's through that, by that, and for that, it's through the love of God that's on the inside of me that allows me to be the man of God that I am to be, first and foremost, seeking the face of God and trusting God with all of my mind, heart, soul, and strength. And it's through that, by that, that I'm recognizably speaking, my wife will be blessed, and I will be blessed, and everyone that's in my circle will be blessed. We thank God for the blessings of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. So we're coming forth today, praise God, to continue with the reading out of Isaiah chapter 31. We've been steadily moving along in the Word of God, and we truly thank God for allowing us to be able to come forth on today. For once again, if not have mentioned already, God bless those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, those that are in Canada, those that are in South Korea, West Korea, praise God, those that are in Puerto Rico, hallelujah, Mexico, praise God. We thank God for those that are listening in America, all those that are listening in out there in 402, amen, in Nebraska, praise God, and 816, amen, and 323, praise God, 217, hallelujah, 708, amen. And we just thank you for you guys listening in on us today. We're going to continue forth in reading out of the words of God, King James Version, the book of Isaiah, chapter 31. Let us read. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in the horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, those he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is helped shall fall down, and they all shall fail together. For thus hath the Lord spoken unto me, like as the lion and the young lion roaring in his prey, when a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him, he will not be afraid of their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them. So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion and for the hill thereof. As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending also he will deliver it. Our passing over he will preserve it. Turn ye unto him from whom the children of Israel be revolted. For in that day every man shall cast away his idols of silver, his idols of gold, which your own hands have made unto you for sin. Then shall the Assyrian fall with the sword, not of the mighty men. I'm the sword, not of a mean man, shall devour him, but he shall flee from the sword. And his young men shall be discomfited, and he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear. And his princes shall be afraid of the assigns, saith the Lord, whose fire is in Zion and his furnace in Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 32. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and prince shall rule in judgment, and a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and the covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in the weary land, and the eyes of them that shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammers shall be ready to speak plainly. The vile person shall be no more called liberal, nor the sure shall be bountiful. For the vile person will speak valiantly, and his heart will work iniquity. The practice hypocrisy, and the utter against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments also of the true are evil. The devise wicked devices that destroy the power with lying words. Even when the needy speaketh right, but the liberal deviseth liberal things, and by liberal things shall be stand. Rise up, ye women that are at ease. Hear my voice, ye careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech. Many days and years and years shall ye be troubled, ye careless women, for the vintage shall fail, the gathering shall not come. Tremble, ye women that are at ease. Be troubled, ye careless ones. Strip ye and make bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. They shall lament for the tent and the pleasant steeds, for the fruitful wine, thine. Upon the line of my people shall come up thorns and briars. Yea, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city, because the palace shall be forsaken. The multitude of the city shall be left. The forts and towers shall be for dens forever. A joy of wild asses, pasture of flocks. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a fort, then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in the peaceable inhabitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. When it shall hail, coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low in a low place. Blessed are ye that sow beside our waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. Chapter 33. Woe to thee that spoilest, and thou wast not spoiled. I dealest treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with thee. When thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled. And when thou shalt make an end to deal treacherously, then shall deal treacherously with thee. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou there on every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the tumult, the people have fled. At the lifting up of thyself, the nations were scattered. And your spoils shall be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar, as the running to the fro, and locusts shall be run upon them. The Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Behold, the valiant ones shall cry without. The ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. The highways lie waste. The wayfaring man ceaseth. He hath broken the covenant. He hath despised the cities. He regardeth no man. The earth mourneth and languish. Lebanon is ashamed and hemmed down. Sharon is like the wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits. Now will I rise, saith the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. Shall conceive chafe, and shall bring forth stubble. Your breath as fire shall devour you. And the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up shall they be burned into the fire. Hear ye that are far off what I have done. I ye that are near knowledge, my might. The Zemas and Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath a surprise the hypocrite. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burning? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppression, that shaketh his hand from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high, shall be the mutation of rocks. Bread shall be given him, his water shall be sure. Thine eyes shall be the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Thine heart shall meditate there. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he that counted the towers? Thou shalt not see the fierce people, a people of the deeper speech. thou canst perceive of a stammer in tongue that thou canst not understand. Look upon Zion, the city of our souls, not tease. Thine eyes shall be Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the steps thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. But thou, the glorious Lord, will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no Gog. With broad rivers and streams, with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us, right? Tackling thy loaves. They could not will strengthen their mass. They could not spread the sail. Then is the prey of the great spoil divided. The lame take the prey. And the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Chapter 34. Come near, ye nations, to hear and hearken, ye people. Lead the earth, yeah. And all that is therein, the world and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses. And the mountain shall be melted with their blood. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heaven shall be revoked together as a scroll. And all their hosts shall fall down, as the leaf falleth from the vine, and as the falling fig from the fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Idumea and upon the people of any curse of judgment. The Lord, sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness and with the blood of lambs and goats and with fat of the kidneys of rams. From the Lord hath a sacrifice of Buddha in a great slaughter in the land of Edomia, and the unicorn shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls, and their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. And the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the dust thereof into the brimstone, and the land thereof shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched, night nor day. The smoke thereof shall go up from ever. For generation to generation it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever. But the ceremony of the bittern shall possess it. The owl also and the raven shall dwell in it, and he shall stretch out upon it with the lion of confusion and the stones of emptiness. They shall call the nobles thereof of the kingdom, but none shall be there, and all the hair princes shall be nothing. The thorns shall come up in our palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses thereof, and it shall be a habitation of dragons and a court of isles. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the wild beasts of the island, and the sitar shall cry to his fellow. The scritch owl also shall rest there and find for herself place of rest. There shall the great owl make her nest and lay a hatch and gather under her shadow. There shall be vultures also be gathered, everyone with her mate. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate, for my mouth it has commanded. In his spirit it has gathered them, and he has cast the lot of them, and his hand has divided it into them by line. They shall possess it forever. For generation to generation shall they dwell therein. Chapter 35. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice, and the burden in us arose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy of singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of the fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with the recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. They shall be lame men leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water, and the habitation of dragons, where each leg shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And the highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not be passed over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men. Though fools shall not err therein, no lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. in the ransom that the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their hands. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and signs shall flee away. Chapter 36. No, it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came unto against all the different cities of Judah and took them. And the king of Assyria sent Rehob-Shechiah from Lachish to Jerusalem unto King Hezekiah with a great army. And he stood by the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field. Then came forth unto him Eliakim, Hilkiah's son, which was over the house, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah, Asaiah, son, the recorder. And Rechekah said unto them, say ye now that Hezekiah, thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this within thou trustest? I say, sayest thou, but they are but vain words. I have counsel and strength for war. Now, on whom doest thou trust that thou rebellest against me? Lo, thou trustest in the staff of his broken reed on Egypt, whereon if a man lean, it will go unto his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all that trust in him. But if thou say to me, we trust in the Lord our God, is it not he who high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away? And said to Judah and to Jerusalem, ye shall worship before this altar. Now, forgive pledge, I pray thee, to my master, the king of Assyria, and I will give thee 2,000 horses, if thou be able on thy part to set riders upon them. How then wilt thou turn away the faces of one captain of the least of my master's servants and put my trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? And am I now come up without the Lord against this land to destroy it? The Lord say unto me, go up against this land and destroy it. Then said Eliakim and Shebna and Joah unto Rehob-Shechiah, speak, I pray thee, unto thy servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it and speak not to the youths in the Jewish language and the ears of the people that are on the wall. But Rehob-Shechiah said, hath my master sent me to my master and to thee to speak these words? Hath he not sent me to the man that sit upon the walls, that they may eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you? Then Resheka stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jewish language and said, "Hear ye the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus saith the king, let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us. This city shall not be delivered unto the hand of the king of Syria. Hearken not to Hezekiah, but thus saith the kings of Assyria, make an agreement with me by a present, and come out to me, and eat ye every one of his vine, and every one his fig tree, and drink ye every one that the waters of his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of corn and wine, a land of bread and vineyard. Beware lest Hezekiah persuade you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. Hath any of the gods of the nation delivered his hands out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arphad? Where are the gods of Sephiram? And have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who are they among all the gods of these lands that have delivered their land out of my hand, that the Lord shall deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? But they held their peace and answered him not a word. For the king's commandment was, saying, answer him not. Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, that was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asa, the recorder, to Hezekiah, and their clothes rent, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. Chapter 37. And it came to pass, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, unto Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble, and a rebuke of the blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It is my, be the Lord thy God will hear the words of Rahab, Shechem, whom the king of Assyria, his master, hath sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that is left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, And Isaiah said unto them, thus shall ye say unto your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words that thou hast heard, wherewith the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a roar and rumor and return to his own land. Then I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish, and he heard say concerning Tirzah, king of Ethiopia, he is come forth to make war with thee. And when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God, in whom thou trustest, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the king of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly. And shalt thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, and as Gazan and Haran and Rizath and the children of Eden, which were in Telsir? Where is the king of Hamath and the king of Arphad and the king of the city of Zephram, Hannah and Iba, and Hezekiah received the letter from the land of the messenger and read it. And Hezekiah went up unto the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwelleth between the cherubim, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thy ear, O Lord, and hear upon thine ears, O Lord, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent to reproach the living God of the truth. Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations of their countries. I have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of man's hand, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent unto Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, whereas thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word which the Lord hath spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee, and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel. By thy servants hast thou reproached the Lord, and hast said, by the multitude of my chariots am I come unto the height of the mountains, of the size of the Lebanon, and I will put down the tall cedars thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof, and I will enter into the height of his border, and the forest of his Carmel. I have digged and drunk water, and with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of the besieged places. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it in of ancient times that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass that thou shouldest be to lay waste defense cities into ruins. Therefore, their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, and the grass of the housetops, and the corn blasted before it be grown up. But I know thy obeyed, and they going down, and thy going in, and thy rage against me, because thy rage against me and thy tumult, it came up into my ears. Therefore will I put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn these back by the way by which thou canst. And this shall be a sign unto thee, ye shall eat this year such as growth of itself, in the second year that which springeth of the same, and in the third year sow ye and reap in the plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof, and the remnant that is escaped of that house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. But by the way that he come, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into his city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it from my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the king in the camp of the Assyrians, 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpse. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt in Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshiping in the house of Nisra, his god, that Abramelech and Sherezer, his son, smote him with a sword, and they escaped into the land of Armia, and Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. Amen. It's going to conclude the reading of Isaiah chapter 37 for this evening, and we'll pick up again on tomorrow to conclude and continue reading out of the book of Isaiah, praise God, chapter 38. But once again, we want to thank you for joining us on today. God bless each and every one of you. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me shall be silent. Be blessed.
No weapon.